We're looking at God's Word this evening from Psalm 53, verse 1. Psalm 53 and verse 1. Psalm 53, verse 1. The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. In this verse, we see that King David, the psalmist, is saying that anyone who does not believe in God is foolish. David is saying that anyone who does not believe in God is foolish. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, we read that, In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And in this verse, Moses is telling us that in the beginning, there was God, and that God created the heaven and the earth. In John chapter 1, verse 1, we read that, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. The next day, John saith Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is He of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. And John bore a record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and abode on him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining, on him, the same as he which is baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. In these verses we see that John the Apostle is telling us that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is also the Word of God, who was in the beginning with God, and that he created the heaven and the earth, because all things were made by him, and that without him was not anything made that was made. And it is also, the Lord is also the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, which reads, Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In this verse, we believe that the Apostle Paul is telling us that by faith we believe in God, and that when by faith when we come to God, that God rewards them that come to him. But what is that reward? And we can read and find the answer in John chapter 1, verse 10. John chapter 1, verse 10, which reads, He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And again in these verses we see that the Apostle John is telling us that by faith, when any person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is baptized with the Holy Spirit, and that they become a son, that is a child of God, and that they are born not of blood, nor of the flesh, nor of man, but of God. And we can read of this in John chapter 3, verse 1, which reads, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Then in these verses we see that the Lord Jesus Christ tells Nicodemus, a Pharisee who is a ruler of the Jews, that he must be born again. And that when Nicodemus asked the Lord, can a man enter his mother's womb a second time, the Lord informs Nicodemus that he must be born again of the Spirit of God, which is a spiritual birth. And so we see that when by faith any person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ are baptized with the Holy Spirit, then they become a child of God because they have been born again by the Spirit of God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, where we read that, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And from John chapter 1, verse 12, we saw that that reward was to become a child of God. And that when we become a child of God, we find that we have been born again of the Holy Spirit. But there is a lot more, much more to the reward of becoming a child of God. As we see from Romans chapter 8, verse 16, where the Apostle Paul tells us that the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And in these verses we see that when any person by faith who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and are born again of the Spirit of God and become a child of God are also become an heir and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, that when they suffer with him, they will be glorified with him. And in Philippians 3 and verse 20, the Apostle Paul informs us that the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ's citizenship, the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ's citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it might be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able, even to subdue all things unto himself. In these verses we see that the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is become a citizen of heaven, and that their vile body shall be changed by the Lord to be like his glorious body. Then the Apostle Paul informs us in 1 Corinthians 15 and 51 that, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that is, die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. In these verses we see that not every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ shall die, but that those believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who have died, along with those who are alive, shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And in these verses, we see that when the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, whether they be dead or alive, will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and their very body will be changed and fashioned like unto the Lord's glorious body, and shall be incorruptible and immortal. And the apostle explains this event further in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, which reads, "The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." In these verses we see that in a future time, and maybe the very near future, that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven to the upper atmosphere, and that the archangel shall shout, and the trumpet of God shall sound, and then the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in clouds of believers to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And we are to comfort one another with these words. And is it not wonderful for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to think on that, whether they be alive or dead when the Lord returns to the air, that their vile bodies will be changed in a twinkling of an eye to an incorruptible, immortal body, fashioned like the Lord's glorious body, and that they will all see and witness and partake of this great happening of the Lord's return to the air. Comfort one another indeed with these words. Then Luke chapter 19 verse 9 we read that, "And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." In these verses we see that a man named Zacchaeus, who was a Jewish tax collector working for the Romans, believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and was saved, because as the Lord states, that he has come to seek and to save those who are lost. Then Zacchaeus, that very moment he believed, was born again of the Spirit of God, became a son of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, and will one day, when the angel shouts and the trumpet sounds, will be changed in a twinkling of an eye, receiving a body incorruptible, immortal, fashioned like unto the Lord's glorious body, and be caught up in the clouds of believers into the air to be with the Lord forever. And to think it's more than 2,000 years from Zacchaeus past. And in these verses we see that all people fall into two categories. All people fall into two categories, which are the saved and the lost. The saved and the lost. So then if a person is not saved, then they are lost. And this leads us to the question, How then can I be saved? And we find the answer in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors opened, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had all been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And here in these verses, we find the answer to the question, "What must I do to be saved?" which is simply, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. So the jailer and all his family believed and were all saved and rejoiced in their salvation. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 21, Peter tells us that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And whosoever is all inclusive. And whosoever includes you and includes me. So then, if we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, then he will. And we can ask by simply, in our minds, believing that we are lost sinners, and that the Lord Jesus Christ can save us, and he will, because he is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, as he paid redemption price for our sin on the cross. Then in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, where we read that the Lord said that, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save those who are lost," we can ask the question, what are the lost saved from? What are the lost saved from? And again, we find the answer in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, which reads, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." And whosoever, all inclusive again, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. On chapter 20, verse 10, which reads, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." In these verses, we find the answer to the question, what does the Lord save the lost from? The lost who have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him to save them will at one time find themselves standing before the great white throne of judgment, where their works shall be judged. And because they will not be found written in the book of life, and because their works cannot save them, then they will be cast into the lake of fire, along with the devil who deceived them, by telling them that they did not need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. And as we have asked the question, what does the Lord Jesus Christ save the lost from? Then we can also ask the question, what does the Lord Jesus Christ save the lost to? What does the Lord Jesus Christ save the lost to? And again, we find the answer in Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, which reads, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." In these verses we see that the lost person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and asks him to save them will be born again of the Spirit of God and will receive the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and will receive a new body fashioned like unto his glorious body, and will not be found before the great white throne of judgment, because they will be found written in the book of life and will have their place in the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem to dwell with God himself. And there will be no more tears, no more death, neither sorrow, crying, neither pain, for the former things are passed away. Then whosoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Whosoever believes not in the Lord Jesus Christ is deceived by the devil and will be lost forever. Whosoever believes not in the Lord Jesus Christ is deceived by the devil and will be lost forever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you are still lost, call upon the name of the Lord while he may yet be found, because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation, because tomorrow for you may be too late. The choice is yours to make, and the choice is yours to make where you will spend all eternity, and depends on that choice. All eternity depends on that choice. Amen. Do you put the meeting to the Lord in prayer, David?
Father, we give you thanks and we praise you again for that work, for all this truth. We thank you for the quality of it, Father. We thank you, Father, that the fool says in his heart there's no God. And the heart is deceitful and above all desperate and wicked. And we know, Father, that it's thy word that convinces men. And we pray, Father, this evening, Lord, as our brother had went through Scripture, we pray, Father, that those that are listening in, Lord, will get a clear pathway how to come to the Saviour, to set them on the born again and come and see the kingdom of God. We need to be saved, Father, and Father, you give mankind the way and show them the way. And we pray that, Lord, that you're going to take for this message tonight. I thought it was very clear and very straightforward, Father. And we thank you for the help you gave Sam tonight, Lord. We pray that, Lord, it will be used to your glory and to your praise. As our hearts desire to see souls won for thee, Lord, and the technology that we have here encourages us that we can do that. But then at the end of the day, Father, it's you. You alone, Lord, it saves souls, Father. And so, Lord, we are the one in the clay lips of the psalmist tonight, Lord. And we pray that you'll take your word and use it to your glory. And know it will not return void unto you, Lord. And never commit it to you and into your hand. Pray, Father, you'll take us from this place, take us to our homes in safety. Let nothing befall us by the way, Father, and we know that the days are waxing worse, Lord, the things that are happening in our land and throughout the world, Lord. And we pray that you'll continue with us and undertake for us. Again on Wednesday when we return again for the prayer meeting, we commit that to you as well. Those that are sick and laid aside, we commit them all to you. We give you thanks and praise you in the lovely name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, David.